This is Radio Nepal. I'm Manjil Ghimire with the news. Our top stories first. Health Ministry says second dose vaccination campaign against COVID-19 would start from April 20 to April 24th. Ruling CPN-UML Parliamentary Party meeting has concluded in Prime Minister's official residence, Balwatar. And Russia recalls its Washington ambassador after US President Biden's remarks over Putin. Now, the news in detail. The Ministry of Health and Population has said the second dose of vaccine against COVID-19 would be administered to people who have taken the first dose from April 20 to 24th. A meeting of the Ministry's Incident Command System, ICS, took a decision to this effect on Wednesday. 429,000 people had been vaccinated in the first phase. Ministry's spokesperson, Dr. Jageshwar Gautam, said a notice would be published later for administering the second dose of vaccine to the people who have administered the first dose vaccine from March 7 to 16 under the second phase vaccination drive. Senior citizens above 65 years were vaccinated under the second phase vaccination. The ruling CPN-UML Parliamentary Party meeting has concluded in Prime Minister's official residence, Balwatar. The party meeting in Balwatar has decided to form a parliamentary board. The meeting has also taken forward the process of amending the constitution of the parliamentary parties. A task force will be formed to amend the constitution. The task force consists of Bisal Bhattarai, Sher Bahadur Tamang and Bimala Rai Paudyal. The CPN-UL parliamentary party meeting is scheduled for April 28th. Former president of Nepali Congress Morong District Committee, Ashok Koirala, passed away last night at the age of 75. Nepali Congress district leader Santanu Regbi said that Koirala died while receiving treatment of pneumonia at Biratnagar-based Neuro Hospital. Koirala was elected the mayor of Biratnagar city after the restoration of democracy in 2046 Bikram Sambat and an elected constituent assembly member from Morong Constituency 4 in 2070 Bikram Sambat. A forest fire started at Chisankhugadi area of Okhaldunga district has not been brought under control yet, though the fire destroyed hundreds of hectares of community and private forest in the past 3 days. Division Forest Office Chief Gyan Kumar Lama said that they were assessing the damages caused by the forest fire. The security personnel are trying their efforts to douse the forest fire and are protecting the human settlements and telecommunication towers from catching fire. More than 60 security personnel have been deployed to control the fire in different areas. However, the security personnel have faced difficulties to douse the fire for lack of sufficient water supply. The weather is predicted to be partly to generally cloudy in the hilly region of the country, partly cloudy in the rest of the country. Isolated brief rain or thunder showers are likely to occur at one or two places of hilly regions of the country. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now on to some international updates. Russia has recalled its Washington ambassador for talks to prevent the irreversible deterioration of relations from the United States. The Russian government said Anatoly Antonov had been called back to Moscow as U.S. ties had reached a blind alley. The move came after President Joe Biden said Vladimir Putin would pay the price for alleged election meddling. In an interview with ABC News, Mr. Biden confirmed he thought the Russian president was a killer. American intelligence report accused Russia of trying to sway the election in favor of former Republican President Donald Trump, who was defeated by Joe Biden. The U.S. is expected to impose sanctions on Russia as soon as next week over the report's conclusions. Tanzania's vice president has announced President John Magufuli has died aged 61. He died on Wednesday from heart complications at a hospital in Dar es Salaam. Magufuli had not been seen in public for more than 2 weeks and rumors have been circulating about his health. Opposition politicians said last week that he had contracted COVID-19 but has not been confirmed yet. Magufuli, who was Africa's most prominent coronavirus skeptics and called for prayers and herbal-infused steam therapy to counter the virus. Canadian officials have said two Canadians charged with spying in China are to go on a trial in next few days. Foreign Minister Mark Granieu said they had been notified that hearings for Michael Spavor and Michael Krovig would take place on 19 and 22nd March. Mr. Spavor and Mr. Krovig were arrested more than 2 years ago. The detention came shortly after Canada detained Meng Wanzhou, a senior executive at Chinese giant Huawei, on a U.S. warrant. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news from Radio Nepal. Before wrapping up, top stories once again. Health Ministry says second dose vaccination campaign against COVID-19 would start from April 20 to 24th. Ruling CPN-UML parliamentary party meeting has concluded in Prime Minister's official residence Balwatar, and Russia recalls its Washington ambassador after US President Biden's remarks over Putin. Well, that's the end of this news from Radio Nepal. Please also log on to our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np for more news and online programs. Our next news in English will be at 8 in the evening. Stay tuned and have a good day.